News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm your host, Deborah Miller, and I'm lucky again to have around my table today Mary Margaret McCamick. And the last time that you were here, and it hadn't been that long, you were juggling multiple jobs and careers, and you've made a pretty big change recently with starting your own company, The Clever Vine.
I did. I'm still at the Chef's Academy, of course, teaching classes there, wine classes and writing classes and communication classes. But I decided to sort of venture off on my own and start my own wine consulting and education business. So
That is so exciting. I'm so happy.
Well, thank you. I'm excited, too. I think it's a great outlet for me to offer sort of the very interesting, unique combination of skills that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a great interest for it in the area.
Well, so let's focus on those skills. You've honed them over how many years?
I've been working in the business for 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know it's hard for you to probably pull one out of the air. What's maybe your favorite aspect of what you do? Is it the education?
It is the education. And the education is sort of the thread that runs through the Clever Vine, because I offer sort of a wide variety of services for people that have special interest in wine.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main things that I'm offering is private education. And that's a way for people to tailor what they want to learn about wine. A lot of people they don't have the time or really the energy to go through book after book after book about wine. And not everybody's ready to take a formal certification that are, you know, typically geared towards people in the trade, but that's certainly something people can do later on. And I think those are great. But it's a way for people to learn about wine on their terms. Maybe they have a special thing they want to learn about. So really the core thing is the education. So I offer the private wine classes. And then the education thread weaves through with the other services that I can offer with consulting with people about what sorts of wedding wines they want to have,
mm-hmm.
Crafting specialized wine lists for them.
If I'm on a budget, can I come and say,
absolutely.
Here's what I need to do on this sort of budget? And
absolutely. You know, I'm selling my knowledge, not wine.
Right.
So I can help you find something that is very good for the money. And that's where I come in. A lot of people struggle with, well, I want something good, but I only want to spend $8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
Not all $8 or $9 bottle is the same.
Right.
So
right.
I can help you with that. And with people who have, there are a lot of avid wine collectors in this area who have cellars that maybe they need organizing, or they need it kept up, or they want to do special research on the bottles that they have. So I'm pretty flexible. I have a lot of things I can offer, but I like the fact that the aim of everything is to teach and to help people better integrate wine into their life.
So what are the different methods that you're using to promote the business?
Well, a lot of talking about it. Word
uh-huh.
of mouth is
word
probably
mouth.
The best thing. I have some connections in the area, friends that work in the business. I'm partnering with some places. I have an event coming up with, I think you know Amanda Miller of Dock to Door.
I do. I love Amanda.
I love Amanda, too. And Dock to Door is working with SIP, the wine store in Cary, and we're going to do an oyster and wine event at the end of February, February 26th. And so I'm going to do a bit of education there. We're partnering with Sour Grapes and Chinterba, two great wine distributors in
yes,
the area. And it's going to be at SIP, and we're going to do oysters, wine, and education.
So what's your first pick to drink with? Is it a oyster roast, right?
Well, it's oysters on the half shell, I believe.
Oh.
So, which is one of my favorite things. And I love drinking crisp whites, of course, with oysters, things that are made close to the ocean. It only
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So probably my favorite pairing, and this developed while I was working at Balthazar up in New York, is Muscadet, which a lot of people think they think I'm saying Muscat, which people associate with sweet wines.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
But Muscadet is actually made from a grape called Melon de Bourgogne, and it's a dry, crisp, briny, mineral white, and it is perfect.
How do the Greek wines go with oysters? I mean, I personally have a a huge love of Greek wines. I love minerality.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being able to almost taste that volcanic ash.
Yeah. You could definitely do get something from Santorini. I mean, you could. Mm-hmm. I love Greek wine with oysters, too. It fits the bill. Crisp, dry, mineral.
I remember the tasting them there, and at a wine tasting in Santorini, they were saying, well, you know, a lot of people don't find Greek wines good sipping wines. I personally do, but
right.
then that's because I enjoy those kinds of wines.
Well, I think maybe Greece, maybe people are associating Greece with Retsina, and that's a problem because, well, Retsina has its time and its place, of course,
right.
but that's certainly not the end of what Greek wine has to offer. So maybe that's what's holding people back. But
maybe.
We can
and they may not have had any really good ones.
Right.
Yeah.
They may not have been on the island as you have to experience
So
them.
If I came to you and said, gosh, I have a group of friends and what we would like to do is have someone come and talk to us about, because of the way the economy is and mm-hmm. people's budgets, there's a lot of people out of work, but we still don't want to give up wine. I know what I can afford. The good wines at maybe $6.99 to $8.99. Mm-hmm. You can come in and.
Well, yeah, we could meet up. Obviously, it would involve me working with you and, mm-hmm. and consulting with you. And I think if you wanted to have an event that featured tasty wines that are great on for less than $10 with your friends. I could do write-ups about them. I can do descriptions. I can come. I can mm-hmm. I can talk. And obviously that's, you know, there is the expense of me coming.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can leave with a better understanding of how to buy good wines at lower prices.
Right.
So I can, and you know, it's not just about beginners either. I can do the whole range of what people are interested in. So. Absolutely, I could do that.
Well, you're so good at it. I mean, and you have such a nice way about you that doesn't feel intimidating. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, there's just use that the wine snob seems to have skipped you.
Well, I don't really find that you get very far when you start to be snobby about wine. It's a turnoff to people. Wine is not pretentious. People are pretentious.
Right.
And I think
good quote.
Yes, thank you. It's a Mary Margaret original.
We
no,
need to
I
put that
it,
somewhere. Let's put that on the card.
Yeah, I'm sure someone else has said that before. But I think the point is that wine can be for everyone. And I really try to stay away from being snobby about it because mm-hmm. that prevents people from enjoying it and seeing everything that it has to offer.
Well, so do you have a current favorite?
A favorite wine uh-huh. right now?
Is that hard? Is that like asking?
It is hard. I remember we talked about my least favorite wine last time, and I similarly felt that was hard. But I'm really always loving Loire Valley whites, and I love Chenin Blanc. That's one of my favorites.
Well, we're going to have to run to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about where you're going to be over the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I'm here with Mary Margaret McCamick of The Clever Vine. And before we went to break, we were talking about some of your new education classes. So what are some of your favorites? You've given some. Tell me about one of your favorites so far.
Well, in terms of classes, probably some of my favorites have been the ones that I have done at Southern Season. We did the advanced tasting on December 15th, and that was a big hit. We went through lots of different types of wines and how they were made, and it really opened people's eyes to the wide world of wine. We did sparkling. We did some Madeira, mm-hmm. things people don't really mm-hmm. think about. But what I also love to do are sort of not necessarily formal classes, and what the Clever Vine can also do are private events for people in their homes.
Right.
One of my favorite things that I did before I started this the Clever Vine, obviously, is when I was selling wine, I had a friend who managed a restaurant, Resto, which is 29th and Park, I think. Great restaurant, great beer list, delicious wine list. But they were doing a catered event in someone's apartment. Of course, it was New York, and their apartment was much, much better than my shoebox apartment at the time. But I got to go and do the wine and pour the wine and sort of be their sommelier for the evening, guide them through what was going to pair with the dishes and talk with them. And it was really intimate. It turned out it was a sort of a corporate event. They were about 12 of them, and someone was celebrating a promotion. But it was
a lovely way to celebrate.
It was so nice. And not that I don't love going out to restaurants. You know, I absolutely do. But it's a special different way to really just be with the people who you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that. And that kind of has come with me as I've done the Clever Vine. I think about that event a lot.
So what have you got? I can't believe I just started that with so. I told myself I was going to try to stop doing that.
That's okay.
No, I noticed I did that a lot. You have got some events coming up.
I do.
Okay, so other than the oyster is, oyster and wine pairing
the,
is?
The oyster event is at Sip Wine Store in Cary, and that is on February 26th, which is a Sunday. And that's going to be from 2 to 5. And I also have a couple of classes at Southern Season where I'll be teaching on February 25th. I'm doing an introduction to France, and we're going to cover two sort of critical areas, Burgundy and Bordeaux. An introduction, of course, because it could take years to get through the material with those. So come ready to learn. We're gonna sort of open everyone's eyes to those two important regions.
Mm-hmm.
And then on March 3rd, I have a basics of wine tasting again at Southern Season.
Now, those aren't the Fridays Uncorked.
They're not. Those are Saturdays.
Okay.
Those are Saturdays.
And are they sold out yet?
They're not sold out. There's still tickets available.
Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. And do you think you'll be on the schedule going through the summer too? Has she started booking all that?
She has. I'm going to start doing, my husband and I have a class set up in July, and we're going to do perfect pairings together.
Aww.
So when I have more information about that, I'll share it. But we're going to plan on trying to do some together and talk about how food and wine can work together.
Is he doing classes with you at this point?
Not right now. We've been wanting to. He's still at the cookery, and he teaches classes there. As the cookery grows, they're developing an event space. As they grow, I'm going to start doing instruction there and be part of their culinary workshops with wine. So I think I've told you about how great Nick and Rochelle are in the past.
You have.
But they're fantastic. I love supporting them. And I think that being a part of the cookery in that capacity is great.
Well, I know that that we traded emails a couple of times about having them come and be here on the show, and I need to follow back up on that.
Got
to
have them in.
I mean, it sounds just so fascinating. Are you a part of that?
I'm not a part of it. I appreciate it, and I am a huge supporter of it. But in terms of being a part of it, no. Other than my husband's work with them, I'm just a cheerleader, I guess, right now.
What's up at the Chef's Academy?
Chef's Academy is great. Wine classes, the official wine classes are going to be starting soon in the spring. I'm so excited about that. I know the students are too.
Uh-huh.
They're doing their writing course, and I have a new batch of students now. The school is getting bigger.
So are you teaching writing about wine?
We're not doing wine writing. We're really doing a class that's helping them get their business writing skills down.
Oh, I see.
But we read about writing. We read about writing. We read about food, and we read a little bit about wine. They write about food.
What is business writing?
Like their resumes and cover
letters. Okay.
Yes.
Well, see, now that's a good thing, because in culinary school, and I know in college, back when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
we didn't get any of that.
It's hugely.
They just don't teach you how to go out and get a job and live in the real world.
Right. It's really important. And as passionate as I am about wine and food, I also think it's hugely important for the future chefs of this world to be able to put together a really strong resume and present mm-hmm. themselves well. I'm having flashbacks sometimes of teaching high school English, but these students they're a little bit more focused. They have a little bit more of an eye on the prize.
Well, I think you can make a bigger impact. I mean, if you look at, do you know Jay Pierce from Lucky 32?
I do not.
No. Okay, so Lucky 32 is, there's two restaurants. One is in Cary and one is in Greensboro. Well, he is just such a, he's a force. I mean, you know, there's people that are like that. He's a force. And he's also talented writer, and so he writes a lot of columns for Edible Piedmont and Savor North Carolina and other magazines. And there's not a much better way that you can promote yourself and drive your own marketability by being able to do multiple things.
Present yourself well and write well. And nobody has to write a best-selling novel. Just be able to really showcase. We have a lot of talented students, and they're so passionate, and I'm so proud of them, and I just want them to be able to represent that to a potential employer.
Do you write?
I blog a little bit on the Clever Vine website. I do write, and I'm trying to do more of it because I really enjoy it. I was a creative writing minor in college, so it's hard to fit in sometimes.
It is.
In the busy life, but I do write for pleasure, and I try to put some of my writing on my website.
You know, that I think that's my favorite part of my life right now is writing. And writing on my blog on Simmer to Sizzle, it just excites me. And I never knew before that I had a style that was creative nonfiction. Who knew that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I always thought of creative writing was I had to be making up stories that were better than somebody else's story.
Right, reinventing the wheel every time.
Right. But when you're writing about the things that you know, I mean, for me to sit down and write about food and wine, I don't know all the wine terminology that you do. I can only write about what it feels like and tastes like and the experience that I'm personally having with it.
Well, I mean, I encourage more people to do that. I think that expressing what you love about food and wine in writing is fun and exciting and makes it, you know, but who doesn't love to read Eric Asimov's, you know, writing in the New York Times?
Right.
I love that people are really reading more about food and wine.
Well, I mean, if you look at I can't even say her name, MFK Fisher, she had some of the best food writing ever. We're going to have to go to break. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am here today with Mary Margaret McCamick. And during the break, you were sort of trying to hide your light under a bushel, but you told me a really exciting award you just received.
I did. I've had the honor of being awarded the Wines of Australia Scholarship through the WSET, and which is the Wine and Spirit Education Trust, and Wine Australia, in Australia, obviously, they offer the scholarship based on how you do on the diploma through the WSET, which is what we talked about last time. But I did well, and what I'm offered is the opportunity to go to Australia for 2 weeks. Well, it's 10 days, but travel around different wine regions, learn from winemakers, walk the vineyards. And so it's hugely exciting. And I am so thrilled to be able to come back with that sort of knowledge and share it in the area. I think that Australia is one of those places that you really don't find yourself getting to go to very often.
Especially with that, especially with an escort taking you to the best places. And I mean, I assume that you're with a group.
It's me and four other people who are awarded it around the world. And so we all have this common ground of the WSET and our background in wine. And I don't know the other people going, but I can only imagine they're just as excited as I am.
Do you know where they're from?
I think that it's awarded to one person in the United States, one person in Canada, I think Ireland, Asia, and Central Europe. They have an interesting grouping of how they do it. I think that's five, but those are some places where these people have been awarded.
Now, that makes a good question. Are there any wines from Ireland?
it's funny that English wines are, you know, there's been several articles written about how with climate change, if I can bring that up, different parts of the world are going to be able to produce wines. England certainly makes some wine. It doesn't really make it too much to the U.S., but that may be changing.
Well, I'll be interested in talking to you. I want you to come back after you've done that, and we'll talk about that, about that too. And before we go here, give us a little bit more information on the Clever Vine. Give us a web address and all that good stuff.
Sure. My email for people to contact me is clevervine@gmail.com. And the website is clevervine.wordpress.com. So I'm working through WordPress.
Don't you really love WordPress?
I do. I really like
my
website.
That's what I'm using, and I really like it, too.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would, but...
I enjoy it. It's easy to use, and I like the feel of the website, so hopefully there's a good response about it.
And that's where your blog is, and you can sign up to follow the blog.
Yep, you can read the blogs right now. I need to create a way for people to follow it. That's something that I'm trying to build.
Uh-huh.
But the website includes who I am, you know, what I'm doing here.
Well, we know who you are, and we like you.
Yeah.
I'm the collective we.
Yeah, well, thank you. It also explains the services, how to contact me, and just general philosophy and feelings about education, so...
Well, I bet you have a good time every night at home.
We do.
I bet you do. So you'll come back after you go to Australia.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that. It sounds like a fabulous trip. I personally love Australian wines, and I appreciate your coming and spending some time with me today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. We're talking with Mary Margaret McCamick on 1360 WCHL Side Dish. Stay tuned next time.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish, an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station. Weather updates throughout the day and emergency information whenever you need it. This is News Talk 1360 WCHL.